This is Mike.
This is what?
This is Frank, and we are Messenger.
Hey, everybody, this is Michael Sweet of the band Striper.
Hi, this is Marlon Lefevre, you guys.
Hi, this is John Schlett.
This is Oz Fox from Striper.
Hi, this is Mark Andrew Speck from the band Sweet Crystal.
Yo, I'm Aaron Ray.
I'm Brian with Amongst the Giants.
We are Poetic to Say.
Hey, y'all, this is Glenn Kaiser from Resurrection Band.
What's up? I'm Josiah, a.k.a. Firebrand.
Hey, this is Casey Price with Forsaken Hero.
This is Bob Hartman from Petra.
We are Reclaim the Day.
This is Rex Carroll.
This is Wretched from Grave Robber.
Hi, this is Maurice from Angelic Forces.
This is Jimmy Bennett with King James.
Hey, this is Joel Hoekstra of Whitesnake and Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Hey, this is Travis McConnell
and L.A. Ellis
of Chaotic Resemblance.
Hey, everybody, this is Jason Fowler with the Union of Sinners and Saints.
Hey, this is Dale Thompson with the band Bride.
Hey, this is Brian Carman from We Are Resolute.
Hi, this is Brian Duncan.
This is Les Carlson, the lead singer for Bloodgood, and you are listening to Wild Man.
Pastor Wild Man.
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 And Steve.
And Steve.
And Steve.
And Steve Perkins.
And Steve.
And Steve.
And Steve.
And Steve.
With Wildman and Steve. Sweet. Very sweet indeed.
And Steve.
And Steve.
Wildman and Steve.
Personal friend of Wildman and Steve. That's who you're listening to, by the way.
I was so freaking excited, man. I mean,
and you're listening to the Wildman and Steve show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was great, Steve.
Turn it up.
You are about to listen to the intersection of faith, talk, and music. The Wild Man and Steve Show starts right now.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Wild Man.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fine, Wild Man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I wanted to tell you a quick story before we start this show tonight, because technically, in some ways, you are the host of the show, but you're also the host/participant. Actually, both of us are host/participants of the project that we're going to be talking about tonight. But before we get to that, I just a quick question. So, I had this friend, he came to me, and actually it was his wife who came to me, and they were concerned because he had this addiction. And they said that, and I said, okay, what's this addiction? They said, well, it's controlling everything. I said, okay, what is it? And they put this jug on the table with three X's on it. And I said, oh, okay, it's alcohol. I was like, nope, it's not alcohol. I said, it's not alcohol? No. I said, well, what is it then? If it's not alcohol, I mean, is it like apple juice or addicted to apple juice? Like, no, not addicted to apple juice. No, no, no. And finally the wife in tears breaks down and tells me, says, he's been drinking brake fluid. And then he wow. speaks up and he says, but it's no problem. I can stop whenever I want to.
Thank you, folks. And that's the end of the show right there. Right there. That is officially the shortest episode of the Wild Man and Steve Show.
Hey, everybody. Wild Man here.
And this is Steve.
And you're listening to classic Christian rock. Steve, we were supposed to say it together.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, buddy.
Okay, let's try again. Hey, everybody. Wild Man here.
And this is Steve.
And you're listening to classic Christian rock. Steve, what is the problem?
I just don't like how you're doing this.
How I'm doing what?
Hello, everyone. Wild Man here. It's like, hey, this is my show, and Steve is just my sidekick.
Really? you're going to go there now after all we've been through? The amazing artists we've interviewed, over 140 podcast episodes, 20,000 downloads. Really? After 3 years of Mr. Segway? Really? You're going to go there now?
Okay, I guess you're right.
Okay, let's try this again. Hey, everyone.
Steve here, and you're listening to Classic Christian Rock Radio.
Wow. Just wow. We can clap so
high. Never wanna die. All right, Mr. Segway, do your best.
First off, how long have you been saving that one up? Have you been...
That one just came to me out of the sky.
Uh-huh. So in other words, you got hit in the head really hard, and that's what happened there.
Yeah, I guess so. No, actually, believe it or not, my kids, they got me, you know, those easy buttons that you get from Staples?
Yes.
They got me the dad joke version button. So you press the button and it tells you a different dad joke.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You go by the name Wildman. I mean, it's your name, and mm-hmm. and you go by it. But it strikes me that there have actually been quite a number of wild men in Scripture.
Hmm.
I mean, if you really really stop and think about it. I mean, you got Moses, you know, hanging out with a burning bush. That's kind of wild, you know. You got David, who basically, you know, strips down to his skivvies and starts dancing in front of the Ark of the Covenant, and that's pretty wild, you know. But I was thinking, and I just want to run this by you because you're a music guy, but I was sitting there thinking, I don't know that it could get any wilder than John the Baptist. I mean, here's a guy who's wearing a hair shirt. He's eating honey and locusts. He is just the epitome of the wild man. And I was thinking, and again, I just want to run this by you, but I was thinking that I might record a song really about the wild man and make John the Baptist the centerpiece character of the song. I think it would be good to be like a good classic rock sort of song, which is kind of what we do. And I don't know. I was thinking about doing it. I thought I might even do like a music video with it or something. Maybe get some of my friends together and we could do a thing. Anyway, I just wanted to run it by you. What would you think about the idea of me, Steve, doing a song about the biblical wild man, John the Baptist? What would you think of that?
Well, in response to that awesome segue, which you always give us great segues, Mr. Segway, in response to that, it's kind of awkward here because typically after you do your deal, I always say back to you, well, I'm glad you asked, because would you believe that on the show tonight we have fill in the blank? But it's kind of awkward for me to say, would you believe we have on the show tonight me? Right. So I think you should go ahead and do that part too. So go ahead.
Well, would you believe on the show tonight we have me?
Okay.
Oh, that's not what you meant.
All of us are familiar with the duck season, rabbit season thing with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. It was pronoun trouble. Okay. We're having pronoun trouble here. So maybe you could. Well, as
so
a
is
Latin
most
teacher,
of the country, from as near as I can tell, but. Oh, I went there.
Well, many people don't know that this might be our last episode for quite a while because we're going on a sabbatical. So I guess it's time to go there. Go ahead. Let it all out.
Might as well go there. No, we are fortunate to have tonight not only the host, creator of the Wild Man and Steve show, but Classic Christian Rock's newest artist, Wild Man himself.
Hey, don't gaze at him. He is just the voice with nothing else to offer amid the haughty noise. There's only one ambition: reflect Christ and vanish away. It's not about him, he's just the potter's clay. Wild man, fire in his eyes. Wild man, they could hear his cries. Wild man, his spirit inflamed. Wild man, never to be tamed. Whoa,
look, wild man. This is such an exciting episode, and yes, you are co-hosting the show as always, but you are also really the primary focus of this episode tonight. You, sir, have not just a song called Wild Man, which does indeed feature John the Baptist in the music video, and you did put together a video with some of your friends, but you've got an entire EP coming out. It is your first album. And so we are here to talk about that. And when I say we, tonight we are not alone. We've got a couple of guests with us here. We've got Paul Onert and Chris Turner. And if you've ever followed the Wild Man and Steve show, or you certainly follow us on Twitter, these are names that pop up quite a bit. Solid followers of the Wild Man and Steve show, been a part of stuff that we've done behind the scenes, lots of prayer, lots of support. We've rocked with these guys at a festival before, so good to have you guys on. So, Paul, welcome, and Chris, welcome as well.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Likewise. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, before you go any further, Steve, I do just need to put this out there. I am just a little bit concerned because the look on Chris's face is just he's up to something.
I am greatly amused. To having been a long time listener of the podcast, and it's just kind of fun to see how the sausage gets made. being on the show now, so
and I do think that's an apt comparison, Chris, because like with sausage and laws, really seeing how the Wild Man and Steve show comes together is just something really most people don't want to see, but you're getting to see that. And so that is great. I do have to say a little shout out here. Paul, I see you're wearing your Metal for Jesus t-shirt. So that is really cool. Why don't you give us a quick word about that? What's that all about?
Yeah, the Metal Bible is awesome ministry out of Europe. And these t-shirts help support that ministry and promote it a little bit. So, I figured pretty apropos for Wild Man and Steve show to wear a Metal for Jesus shirt, plus get an opportunity to plug the Metal Bible and that great ministry.
Absolutely. We've had Johannes Janssen on the show probably 2-3 years ago, quite a ways back, and such a great guy, such a great ministry that he does with that. So super, super excited. So we're here today, this episode, to talk about the Wild Man's new album that's coming out. We've all got questions. Believe me, we've all got questions here. And the reason that we're all on the show is, as I kind of alluded to earlier, we're in the music video for the single, first single to come off the album. So I want to start us off here. Wild Man, listeners to the show know that you are a guitar nut. You love guitars. You love to play guitar. You love to teach guitar. You've loved it since you were a kid. What finally got you really to just do this thing, right? I mean, you've thought about it for years. What got you just off the dime to go ahead and do a record?
The money.
Okay. Absolutely. Good.
That just makes it all worth it. You know? Done,
all the other artists have been, it's about Jesus, but I appreciate the fact that you are saying, you know what? It's about the money. It's
yeah. Yeah. Seriously. So the story, I'll give the Reader's Digest story here, is that back in late 80s, early 90s, high school and college time,
I was playing guitar all the time, and I was convinced that's what I was going to do for the rest of my life. And it's interesting to find how many people of my age from that era and the Christian rock era were doing the same thing. One in particular, Anthony Gober, who's in charge of Christian band shirts. He's also in, he's the one, he's in charge of Anchor merchandising. So he's the one who's selling the CD, the EP. He's the one I went through. So he and I were talking about this, and he did the same thing around the same time. So I think many of us from watching Rex Carroll, watching Baron Cross, White Cross, all the other bands on stage, all of us had a passion to go out and believe that God was calling us to do something with music. And I thought for sure, I think it was 1994, I finished my second demo tape, and I thought I was going to hit the road and be on stage for the rest of my life. But God had other plans, called me into ministry. I had a family, and there was a season actually where I literally, he specifically had me give up guitar, period, and just basically sacrifice it because of the ego that came along with it. Because it's very easy if you can play anything even remotely well on guitar, you immediately start thinking about, look at me, look at what I can do. So there was several years where I put it on the shelf, and then little by little, I mean, I taught the kids here and there, and I taught other people some things about guitar. But then it wasn't until I believe it was our second year of doing this show, and we had three artists right in a row, and they shall remain nameless, but I just remember I started getting the itch as soon as I was talking to them. And what got me the itch was that all three of them were right around my age. One of them had just released his first album, and he just started playing guitar a few years ago. And I thought, huh, I wonder. And you might remember, Steve, after that show was over, I said to you, I said, I got to tell you, I'm getting the itch.
Yep.
So one thing led to another, and I struggled with whether I should, whether I shouldn't, all of that. And then Kevin, remember Kevin Music Man, remember that? He talked
sure,
to me.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
We connected with Sons of Thunder. He had me do some lead work for him, lead guitar work. And what I learned during that time was how you can do record now without being in a driving to a studio. I learned all of that stuff then. And then one thing led to another. And then I decided to write the song Wild Man and asked Frank Herring Clifton from Messenger if he would play bass. And this is a part of the story. I'll keep this short, but this was fun because they've worked on this Wild Man song for a little bit, like almost 2 years and 2 months, I think it was, that they put into this song. So I sent him what I had. I played and sang, and this is what I have. And can you play bass on this? So he sends me this email back. He's very nice, extremely nice. And he says, as a friend, this is what I would say. I'm proud of you. You're doing a great job, blah, 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 all this. But he said, as a musician, there's a few things we could work on to make this better. And he was like, I would really think you need somebody to produce this for you. So I started talking to him and I said, hey, if you want to do that, that's fine. But I can't pay you what that's worth either to pay a producer. Yeah, you don't need to worry about that. So he and Vlad worked forever, and especially Frank. We had Zoom calls, and he would listen to what I did, and he was so funny about it. He was like, okay, right there, that note right there, that no, stop, say the word, you're done. We don't need that. He was hilarious, and I accepted all of it because this was a guy that knew what he was doing, right? And so they really took my ideas and made Wild Man into something beyond what I ever thought it was going to be. Especially that intro that Vlad did to open the song is an incredible shredding intro, because Vlad's an incredible shredder. So that's just where it came. And then while they were spending their time producing this, I was writing other songs in the background. There's one song that's on the EP I wrote for my wife about 4 years ago. It was just a private song, never published it, and so I went ahead and put it on the EP, and that's called Your Song. But that's where it's at. That's about the story.
Some may think you're crazy, others say you're a fool, but one thing I know for sure, you don't follow their rules. The first time I met you, I knew you weren't the same.
We certainly want to. We're going to want to hear about all the individual tracks. It's five tracks, right? The EP.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we want to hear about all those as we go through the show here. But one of the things I think is neat, something you just said, that you took all that Frank had to say. You took all of it, and sometimes the word criticism has a negative connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
We hear the idea of being critical as something negative. And in fact, and you know this as pastor, you've got some biblical Greek behind you. It's really coming from a Greek word that means to judge, to assess something, right? And so you think of like a movie critic, simply assessing what the movie was. And so that's what he was offering was that. But what I like is that you took that, you wanted that. Wonder if you could put yourself back to that late 80s, early 90s mm-hmm. wild man self. Do you think you would have been as open to the professional criticism back then as you are now at this stage of life?
I don't think so. And I think some of that has to do with, and I think this happens to a lot of people when they're in high school or college, whichever. You know how, like when I was in high school, I think I was maybe one of four guitarists that actually attended high school. Okay, at the same time. Yeah. So it wasn't hard to be recognized and to be good, you know? But then when you grow up and you get out in the adult world, you're like, wow, there's a lot more out here than me. And you start to realize that, oh, there's something I can learn. And so when he offered this, there was a huge part of me that was so grateful because I needed help because I wanted to do this, but I knew that I needed somebody to guide me. And I don't know that he's going to have time to do this for me ever again, but he invested hours with me, just hours on the phone, hours on Zoom, hours listening, hours making notes, telling me what to change here. And he did a great job of not changing the song. He didn't change my idea. He just like took certain things that could be fixed and made them better. And, and his big thing from the beginning was saying that, you know, if you're going to be at this level, this is where you want to be. And so it was a crash course for me, of course. But I think you're exactly right. Going back in time, yeah, I think my ego was probably too big. I would have been that guy in the studio that would have been firing producers right and left because they don't know what they're talking about, you know?
Yeah.
I think what you just described there, what Frank did for you, that is the sign of a good producer. That's their job, is to make that final product more polished and the best that it could possibly be. So sounds like Frank did an absolute bang up job on that.
Yeah, he sure did. And not to mention, he played an incredible bass line for the song. If you didn't notice that, man, he carried the song with that bass line.
I did have one question, Wild Man, about you mentioned earlier that you had this hiatus away from playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And when you decided to pick it back up again, when God, you know, kind of said, okay, it's time, you can go back to it now. How easily did those did the chops come back? All that practice and fret work from before.
It really wasn't that difficult because from before when I stopped, I was spending hours in it. I was up to the point of 6 hours a day kind of stuff and teaching at the same time. And then, so to go back to that, it wasn't too difficult, but it wasn't as good as I expected. Like all of a sudden I start to record and like, wait, oh man, I gotta warm up. And especially now at my age, especially I'm noticing this more and more and more, that I just can't sit down and just play like I used to play. I got to warm up my hands. I got to warm up these old hands, you know, all of those things come into play. So yeah, I think there's definitely a part of it. A lot of it's like a bicycle, but then a lot of it also is you have the challenges of your age and the challenges of keeping up with what's out there today, which is pretty much impossible. You can't keep up with what these 9-year-old kids are doing on YouTube today compared to 30 years ago, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we got these two guests here with us. Again, you know, we got Chris and Paul, and we want to talk with them about the video. And you've mentioned Frank, you mentioned Vlad. So very quickly, tell us about who else is on the album in terms of instrumentalists. And then let's get into this first video that you've done, where you brought in this stellar team of actors, guys with just, you know, a resume that any A-list Hollywood director would kill to have. So, but before we get into that, who are the other musicians you have on the album?
Myself.
Oh, really? You got all three of you? Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Other than Wild Man, I did it all.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fabulous. Fabulous. So you decide that you're going to do a video for this. First of all, serious question, and I have to preface that because nobody knows whether we're ever serious or not, but why? Why a video along with this?
Well, what I guess the idea, when you follow the video, there's a message that's getting across. And I really saw, even when I was writing the song, I just had envisioned in my head that picturing this, a video is going to be the best way to get the message across, more so than just the lyrics. Now, the lyrics may do so as well, but I had in my mind the whole picture of because when you look at the video and you get to the bridge where I'm focusing on the he must become greater, I must become less, and you look at me basically sacrificing my guitar to God.
Yeah.
You know, and that was like the theme of Wild Man from the very beginning when I first started writing it, that it was going to be something that was going to show giving up to God. The parallel of me doing it before and doing it now, even as I'm playing, I'm still giving it to him. And also at the same time, and I hope it came through, we'll see what people think, but I wanted to show the challenge of that, because as soon as that's over, I break into the guitar solo, which is about me, right? So that's why the video has me with the cross and all that, because there's a tension with this whole thing. The Wild Man song and the Wild Man video is supposed to display a tension that it's like, okay, I'm giving this for God, but then I sneak in again. No, it's for God, but no, it's me. No, it's for God. And that's kind of the tension that I wanted to get across. And I didn't feel like that tension could get across any better than through a video.
Well, and as we've said many times, we've had guests say the same thing, especially when it comes to classic rock and metal. They're often such a really visual genres of music as well. And you think about the stage makeup and the costumes and the antics of some of the bands and so forth. There's something about that musical style that lends itself to a visual expression. And I certainly love a good concert video. Don't get me wrong. I love those kinds of things. But you think about the heyday of MTV and when MTV first got started, the videos really were, you know, 3 to 5 minute little miniature films. that told the story along with the lyrics. And that's what you have with this video. It is definitely a storytelling video. So talk to us now about how you got this, like I say, this absolute crack team of a professional. I mean, we're talking guys from, I don't know, Shakespearean stage experience, because it just shows through. Surely these guys have done feature films. How did you get these guys to do this video?
How did I get them? Well, with all three of you, I just asked, and all three of you said yes.
It's all such a tale. My ego like a shield, masking how I fail. I only need one mission, reflect Christ and vanish away. It's not about me, I'm just the potter's clay. Wild man, fire in my eyes, wild man. They could hear my cries, wild man. My spirit inflamed, wild man. Never to be tamed. He must become greater.
Tune in next week to hear the conclusion of this amazing interview with Wild Man on the Wild Man and Steve Show with Wild Man and Steve.
Next week, the dynamic duo returns.
Same Wild Man and Steve time, same Wild Man and Steve channel.
The Wild Man and Steve Show is now partnering with New Release Today. Find out more about them at newreleasetoday.com. And don't forget to check out our website, where you can also leave us a review at wildmanandsteve.com.
Sounds like rock and roll to me.